You know how your cheese puffs always fall under there?
Not a problem, friend. Ah, savory cheese puffs made inedible by time and fate. Yes, spring cleaning, Arthur. Just one small battle in the never-ending war against dirt and dishevelment. Plus, it's good, clean fun. Ooh, sensitive.
Maybe I have a safer chore, mission for you, Tick.
Yes, I'm doing laundry.
Oh, laundry.
There, that should do it. I love a nice, spotless apartment.
Step no further, my giant arachnid brother, or I go. I won't hesitate to forsake species for combat.
Enough. Leave him be. Allow us an introduction. We are all mole people, and I am the king. We come from the center of the earth. These fine moles are my servants.
Well, I am the Tick, and I'm here to stop you from turning us all into your mole slaves. Are you here to take over the surface world?
What? Well, no, strange Tick. We are here for a vacation.
Arthur, look what I found in the basement. Mole men. They're on vacation from the center of the earth, dug right up into the laundry room. That one's the king of the mole people. And that's Bob, the minister of mole defense. That's Todd, the minister of the exterior. And over there is Larry. He's,
I'm the treasurer.
Mole guys, meet my sidekick, Arthur.
Hi, Arthur.
These mole men, they've come a long way, Arthur, just to see our world. And, well, as superheroes, we're sort of ambassadors of our city. And, well, the mole guys, they're like guests in our city.
What are you saying, Tech?
Well, what I'm saying is that it's like our job to... Arthur and I would like you mole guys to stay here with us while you're in town.
What?
Well, we were going to stay in a hotel, whatever that is, and we wouldn't want to inconvenience you. But if you insist, we'd be glad to stay.
Well, there hasn't been a mole expedition to the surface world in over 50 years. And in 5 minutes, we've made 2 new friends.
50 years? Well, then it's also our civic duty to act as your guides in this big, crazy, wonderful, above-ground metropolis we call home. Right, Arthur?
No, Tick, I really don't know.
Now, after the Museum of Skin Disorders, we'll head down to Slippy Village for the water rides, then on to the second largest parking lot in the state. You'll see, guys, we're gonna have so much fun!
Ah! The light! Our eyes! The light is too much for our huge, underdeveloped subterranean eyes!
Why didn't you warn us about your enormous blazing surface roof?
Tick, I knew this was a bad idea. We don't know anything about these mole people.
Well, we know they've never seen the sky, but I've got an idea, and it just might be crazy enough to work. You see, with these magic glasses, you can walk around outside all day. You can stare right at the sky if you want.
Oh, they're not bad. We really appreciate this, Tick. But maybe we just don't belong here at all.
You could just go out sightseeing at night.
Good thinking, chum. Night is when the fiery star we call the sun goes down. And it gets really dark outside.
Well, that sounds just great. When did you say this night happens?
Tick.
In just a few short hours, Mole King. In the meantime, you can stay busy with some quality television.
Tick, I need to talk to you.
Hello, Izzo. entire life is spent in and around the water. The sea otter never gets wet.
What's the lowdown, sidekick?
Tick, I still don't think this is a good idea. They seem nice enough, but Tick, we don't know anything about them. What they eat, their habits, I mean, where are they going to sleep? This is a small apartment, you know.
And they're small guys.
I've been drinking Honesty Cola almost as long as I've had my mole.
Mole?
In fact, drinking Honesty Cola is what's made me an internationally famous, beautiful supermodel.
Yuck.
Honest.
Supermodel? Beautiful? What is that scrawny, squinty-eyed, two-tan surface girl to our squat mole women?
But that was Mindy Mulford. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, maybe for up here, but she doesn't even touch this kind of beauty down in the mole kingdom.
I think she's beautiful. I think she's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. In fact, I tell you right now that I'm going to make it my mission here in the surface world to meet her. I will not leave here until Mindy Mulford is my mole queen.
Isn't this jazzy?
It's a little expensive.
Hey, the Mole Kingdom's riches know no end. Let us pick up the check.
We live amongst the Earth's resources. We pluck its treasures from our very walls.
Ooh, dig.
May I help you?
Our special tonight is escargot.
Ooh, that sounds enchanting. What is it?
Well, that's cooked snails prepared.
Damn again!
Have you no shame? The snails of the earth?
Our subterranean brethren? They hurt no one. Do you know what they do for your gardens? Have you ever listened to their poetry? They're...
Oh, of course. Right this way, Miss Mulford. Your table is waiting for you.
I must meet her.
Don't think tonight's the night, Your Highness.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. You should have gotten a menu when you were seated. Here you go.
Can't believe my remarkable luck. The first place we went, and there she is. If this keeps up, I may be able to marry her tonight.
I don't know how to tell you this, Mr. Mole King, but,
Supermodels don't usually date guys who live in the dirt.
But I'm a king. You surface dwellers, all you can think about is the surface. None of these things are important, not compared to the magnetic powers of pure love.
Well, love is a noble cause, but after all, we...
She's going to the bathroom. Now's my chance.
Wait, where's he going?
Yeah, I didn't finish my love speech.
He caught up to her.
Well, what are they doing now?
There, it looks like they're talking.
And when I saw you here, I just had to come over and... will you be my mole queen?
I don't believe it. She seems to like him.
Join me in my soily realm, Mindy.
Hey, what do you think you're doing there, mister? Get your hands off of her.
You just back off. No pictures. Come on, Mindy. I'll get you out of here.
Mindy, wait! Be my mole queen!
Are you ready for your order now, sir?
The king has left the building.
We'd better get after him. He's a stranger to our city's streets. I think the king headed down that way. Bob, you come with me to look for him. Arthur, take the others back to our place. Oops. Sorry, citizen. Say, could you tell us if you've seen a little guy running through here after a supermodel? He looks just like this guy, only with a little crowd.
Kick, it's a lava man.
You know this guy?
No, but the mole people and the lava men fight constantly underground. If it takes about 10 of us to beat one of them. What am I supposed to do?
Anything.
Now, to show that pressure cooker what for.
But, Tech, wait. We gotta find my king. He could be in danger.
Yes, you're right. Besides, Sewer Urchin is probably on patrol.
What happened? Where's the Mole King?
Well, we couldn't find him, and we ran into some trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Guys, it was horrible. We... Hello, everybody. Where were you?
Are you okay?
What happened to your face, Your Highness?
Well, boys, I'm officially in love. I followed Mindy to her apartment building, and that guy she was with had her bodyguards beat me up and send me home. Isn't that great? These bruises, they're a badge of honor, proving my commitment to our love. Let the royal courtship begin!
I hate to burst your surface girl bubble, but as Minister of Defense, I must. There is a lava man loose here in the surface world.
A lava man?
Here? What's a lava man?
The lava men are our ancient enemies.
They are a fiery-tempered evil bunch made of living, breathing magma. The mole people have been at war with them for centuries.
Then it's our duty to protect our guest from below, Arthur. Besides, I owe that lava guy one.
Well, it's almost dawn. Let's all get some sleep. At least we know we're safe here with the Tick. It's important.
I'm up. What is it?
Larry, I need your help. I wish to perform the ancient traditional mole man courtship ritual for Mindy.
Okay.
Tick, we've got to ask the mole people to leave.
What? Why?
Did you see what they did to my living room? We can't afford this. I don't even want to talk about what they did in here.
But we're the ambassadors of the surface world. We can't be rude.
Rude or not, Tick, they can't stay. I'm only renting this apartment. They've torn up the floors and the walls. I'm not even allowed to paint in here.
Mindy, know now the bottomless pit that is my love for thee.
Solid.
Mindy, join me in my subterranean palace.
Cozy.
Why live up here in the crust when you can be with me in the soily filling of this sweet earth pie?
Better than it sounds.
Mindy.
Love is my food, and I am starving.
Cheer up, Underlord. Tick, Arthur, and the boys are on the way. They'll get us out of here.
I can't believe we have to bail out the mole men.
Sorry if I'm crushing you a little bit there, Todd.
Oh, not to worry. We mole men have collapsible skeletons.
You got a couple of visitors. I guess my bodyguards didn't teach you your lesson, but you're going to learn. You don't ever try to dig your way into someone else's property, especially not mine. Come on, Mindy. This guy's not going to bother you anymore.
Wait, Paul. You go ahead.
I want a minute with this guy.
Why are you doing this to me, Mindy?
I'm not. It's Paul, my publicist. He's just trying to protect me.
Please say you'll be my mole queen.
I don't even know you. You're just some strange guy who's been following me and...
Join me in the ground, Mindy. You can't deny the magic between us. It's meant to be.
Well, I have to admit, I do have a strange feeling around you. I can't explain it. Oh, Mole King, I...
Yes? Yes?
Mindy! Come on. The limo's waiting outside.
I have to go.
Mindy, come back! She was so close. Oh, Larry, did you see? Did you see the look in her eye? She felt something, and now she's gone, and we're stuck here. Larry, she's coming back. She really does care. She's Lava Man!
Somebody could get out through these bars.
We're in. Look!
Hey, you're the guy who made my head hot. Well, you're not gonna make my friend's head hot, mister. Not here in the House of Law, you're not.
Heck, be careful. He's a lot more dangerous than he looks.
Nonsense, Mole Man Bob. I haven't even broken a sweat.
Fudge. Would anybody like some fudge?
Bob, get the gauntlets. Code blue.
All right.
Okay.
Here you are, Bob. Okay. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Wait, I want a pair too.
Okay. Let's do it.
They're making a wind tunnel, and it's working. He's starting to cool off.
Chick, it's your turn now. Help us finish him off.
Yes. Take this, volcano spawn! How's that for a cold shower?
That'll do it. He won't be bothering anyone on the surface or down below anymore.
You know our ways? How is this?
Yes, I wanted to tell you before, but...
Okay, Romeo, let's go. Hot lava or not, you're a wanted criminal.
No! You can't arrest him. I'm dropping the charges, and I love him.
Well, publicist man, it looks like you'll have to find yourself another supermodel to exploit.
You're fired. Big slip, Polly. I don't like you.
You see, my mother was a mole woman, and my father was a spelunker from up here, my king.
So are you really going to give up your high-class life to live underground?
You know, the life of a supermodel just wasn't for me. I'm too down to earth. I want to get back to my roots.
Well, good luck, young lovers.
Goodbye, guys. Thanks for everything. None of this would have been possible without you two.
Goodbye. Arthur, thanks to all of this, I've learned that you really can't judge a book by its cover. Except for the Lava Man book, of course, because he looked mean and ugly on the outside, and he really was mean on the inside, too. And that's what's important. The inside of a person, Arthur. Now, take those mole men, for instance.
No, Chick. What's really important right now is us getting inside and getting some sleep.
Sleep indeed, Arthur.